when I was at the University of Iowa and also when I spent time at NYU, New York University, at Iowa, I had the vocalology students there go through and do a screening program for the Department of Theater and the Department of Music. And those individuals, it was part of... during that screening, we did stroboscopy, we did patient intake, we did patient perception, subject or student perception of their voice. There was a, we did acoustic and actually I don't think we did aerodynamic, but we certainly did acoustic and we did strobe. And for those individuals that were selected out in the basis of the strobe screening to need further examination, they were sent over to the hospital at the University of Iowa for further evaluation, but they were also automatically enrolled in the voice therapy program at the Speech and Hearing Center in Iowa, as is the case in New York at New York University. If a student needs medical services, they are required to have student health insurance, and they get services for free. And that means that the students who are doing the therapy are being supervised by the voice pathologist. But at many of these academic institutions, the students are required to have medical health insurance, and there are already things set up in speech and hearing that they get those services for free so long as they are students at that university. So I think there's already something built in financially. Of course, when you're not in that kind of an academic situation, it's a little bit different.